What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today right here with Francisco Rojas, Phillies 24/7 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Week and a half till the Super Bowl. But again, we have Phillies content that we must get to because this is Phillies Today. And I know we're all eagled up, but I know you... I'm sure most of the people that are listening to this channel, you know, especially during this time period, you're probably most likely a diehard Phils fan. And anyway, I appreciate you. So, but if you're not listening, I know you're all ready for the Eagles, you know, at the same time. So, but appreciate everyone that always tunes in to the show. And what we have for you today, a bunch of Phillies news and updates in regards to just in, you know, regards to anything regarding the team. And then what I really want to get to today, there's an interesting article on Phillies Nation by Bailey Dye. I think that's how you say his last name. I apologize if I'm getting that wrong. But a very interesting article talking about the Phillies' efforts to build for the future and why they've done what they've done this offseason. And we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. And I'll do a little around MLB and potentially more to end the show. So first things first, let's get a little news and updates with anything regarding the Philadelphia Phillies. First thing, Bryce Harper came in at number 2 on MLB... MLB Now's top 10 right now first baseman, or top 10 first baseman right now, whichever one it is. And Bryce Harper came in at number 2 a year after playing the position full time for the first time, comes in at number 2. Obviously, we know how good Bryce is offensively, and really, really, I mean, was very good, you know, at first base as well. His defense was really good. And I think he was a Gold Glove finalist, was he not? So there's Bryce Harper, number 2. Some others to note from the list. Freddie Freeman came in at number 1. Harper, number 2. Matt Olson, 3. Vladdy Guerrero Jr., 4. Yandy Diaz, 5. And I'll just round out the list. Wilson Contreras, 6. 7. Christian Walker, 8, Pete Alonso, 9, Nathaniel Lau, and 10, Paul Goldschmidt. So that Bryce Harper came in at number 2 on MLB Now's top 10 list. Justin Crawford, one of the Phillies' top prospects, named the fastest runner on the top 100 prospect list. And not a surprise, he's got a 75 speed, you know, in his scouting grade. And if you don't understand that, 50 is average as far as, you know, scouting grades go. That's basically how they do the scouting grade system, which is, you know, it's fielding, speed, bat, power. I think that there's a couple more. It's like the five tools. So anything in regards to those. But Justin Crawford, as far as his speed goes, he's a 75 speed from his scouting report. And, I mean, the guy has been incredible. 89 steals in, what, the last couple of years, I believe it was. That is ranked 17th in the minor leagues in the last couple of years. And no one else in the top 100 has any more than 66 steals in that time period. And Justin Crawford has 89 of those things. So Crawford, his speed, obviously a big part of what is supposed to make him, you know, a future big leaguer is his speed. And he came in as the fastest runner on the top 100 prospect list. So that's Justin Crawford there. The Reds, not the Phillies, and it wasn't going to happen because we signed Max Kepler. Didn't have any room in the outfield anymore. But the Cincinnati Reds signed Austin Hayes to a one-year deal. It was a one-year, $5 million deal. So Austin Hayes, the former Phil that was here for a couple of months, to the Cincinnati Reds, one-year, $5 million. And lastly, I mentioned last show, we kind of opened it with the potential of the Phils looking at Max Scherzer because they had a scout there at his bullpen session. And looks like the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays were, even the last time I read, looked like they were going to be one of the favorites. But according to MLB.com's Mark Fison, looks like the Blue Jays are going to be the favorites to land Max Scherzer. According to him in the article, a number of teams have been loosely connected to Scherzer this winter, though the Blue Jays appear to be the most serious about signing him, sources said. So, some other teams potentially could potentially get Scherzer, but looks like the Blue Jays are in the lead to sign him this offseason. So, keep you updated. Anything connected to the Phils. So those are your Phillies news and updates for today's show. All right, so I wanted to get to mainly what I really wanted to talk about in this show, and that is this article by Bailey Dye and from Phillies Nation. So shout out to him. Very good article. Wasn't super duper long article, but just mentioning how the Phillies haven't, you know, especially this offseason, haven't made like long-term deals. Like Jordan Romano, what, one-year deal. Max Kepler, one-year deal. Joe Ross, one-year deal. Not making any like big free agent splashes. Like, I mean, Alex Bregman's still out there, but doubt they're going to get Alex Bregman at this point. You know, on a 5 to 7 year deal or anything like that. Or even, you know, getting Soto, which they were never really going to, you know, be in the running to get Soto. But still, Soto on a obviously long-term deal with the New York Mets. But the Phillies haven't, this offseason, they didn't, you know, besides making that trade for Lizardo, haven't really done much. And, I mean, they've done things, but haven't made those, like, big splash names, right? And basically, you know, the article is mostly about how the Phillies, especially with guys like Schwarber and Real Muto, like this is probably the final year. And he mentioned in the article, it's no secret that that 2025 could be the final year for this current core of Phillies to win the World Series. You know, Schwarber and Real Muto are going to be free agents after this year. Same with Ranger Suarez. And a lot of this core isn't getting any younger. Maybe feels like this team is looking more ahead to the future, to the latter half of the 2020s. Not to say they're not trying to win right now, but maybe the Phillies trying to just maybe, you know, looking at like Painter, Crawford, you know, Andrew Painter, Justin Crawford, Aiden Miller, maybe looking at their young talent and saying, we want to try to, you know, get these guys up in the next couple of years because we believe in them and they want them to be the future, you know, of this team, or at least the, a big part of the future at least. And maybe this is the reason why, you know, they don't want there to be guys there, you know, on long-term deals that, you know, they sign now for like a 5-year deal where they might be blocking somebody like a Miller or a Crawford or any of these guys, or even guys that could, you know, maybe potentially bounce back and look like they can be a piece, like a Mick Abel or Griff McGarry, guys that were mentioned a lot within the last couple of years, but kind of had some down years in the minors this past year. But just in general about the Phillies, you know, youth and, you know, the potential future of this team, you know, future in the next, like, you know, 3 to 5 years, looks like the Phils are looking down the line. Not to say they're not trying to win right now, because they are trying to win right now. But maybe the Phils are like kind of looking at this, and kind of what I'm thinking is, and you know what the Phillies have done this offseason is, we'll give it a go with this core this year, and we'll see what we have in maybe 2026, 2027. And maybe they're just more concerned about kind of, and John Middleton was on with, I think it was with Glenn Mack now, and I forget who else it was. Maybe it was Mike Sielski as well. It was, think about probably like 8-9 months ago, somewhere around there. And he was in studio, and he talked about how, and maybe it was, you know what it was? It was, I think, towards the trade deadline, because he wanted the Phillies to, you know, win now, but also to extend the window, and why they don't want to really give up any of their top prospects because they want to be able to win now, but also extend their window that they have right now, their, you know, quote unquote contending window. So the question I have for you guys out there, with all of this being said, and you should read this article. It's it's Phillies Nation.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue, and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
.com. It's by Bailey Tsai, and it's titled "Philly's Lack of Multi-Year Signings This Offseason Could Be Set with Eyes on the Future." And question I have for you guys out there is, have you changed your mind about the Phillies offseason? Potentially understanding their effort to build for the future. Because initially, you know, I, like a lot of us, and still, you know, to a certain extent, and it helps with the birds in the Super Bowl. I'm sure many of you are Eagles fans out there. We're pissed off about the Phils and their, you know, disappointment of losing in the NLDS, and, you know, back-to-back years of, you know, failing to live up to expectations, you know, and disappointment, losing the D-backs and losing in the NLDS. I was ticked off about this team. And I was, you know, I felt like, you know, a lot of us were thinking emotionally, like, oh, trade Boehm and maybe trade Stock. Could we trade Castellanos or would we trade Turner somehow? Have you, though, now that we've gotten to this point, maybe thinking about this team and the front office, maybe thinking about building for the future 3 years from now and trying to not just win now, but have the ability to win now and extend the window down, not down the line, but kind of like in between, like near future and down the line, whatever that would be, which is just in, I guess in the future, but not, that's not like in the future 10 years from now, but you get what I'm saying. Have you changed your mind now about what the Phillies have done this offseason? Because maybe there's people that out there, oh, go get Robert and go get Crochet and just give up the farm. Not saying it exactly would have taken that, but you get the point that I'm trying to make. Are you okay with what the Phillies have done this offseason now? Because this is pretty much what they're going to do. Like, I mean, there is still, to me, Kenley Jansen and Carlos Estevez out there, and potentially Max Scherzer, depending on what you would do with them, would want to do with them. Are you okay with what the Phillies have done this offseason? Because I'll be honest with you, I am now. And I feel like you probably knew that already, but I've changed my mind. The first, you know, month or two, I'm sitting here thinking about, oh, what trades can we make? What can we do? I'm okay with this for a couple of reasons. First thing is, seems like at the end of the day, I don't think, no matter what moves you were going to make around the core of this team, I don't think that was going to change what the real issue is. And what the real issue is the lineup not performing and the core of the lineup not performing when it matters the most. And that's them, you know, whether it's gelling at the right time, whatever it may be, it's the lineup and it's the guys like Castellanos. I know if that's, you're like, oh, well, why would you say his name after he was the one who had the best series? And I get that. He did. He had the best four games. I get that. But, you know, Castellanos was a part of the problem why they lost to the Diamondbacks. So you can go both ways. But you get what I'm saying. Castellanos, Schwarber, Harper, Real Muto, Brandon Marsh, Alec Boehm, like all of these guys that are a part of this core, like they are the ones, like Trey Turner, you know, especially the middle of the lineup, those are the guys that need to perform and need to do what they need to do. That, so I think no matter what you were going to do, even if you, I think, traded Boehm and got a Bregman or something like that, I don't think that was going to do anything. That wasn't going to do anything for me. It wasn't going to do anything. Would have been cool, but it wasn't going to really change the issue at hand. So you kind of just have to live and die with what this team is right now. And then just, you know, don't give up that young talent. And maybe after this, see what we can do with the next set of whatever it's going to be in the future. That's not like, I mean, it doesn't feel great to say that because you want to feel as confident as you possibly can right now. But I don't think that was going to, you're not going to trade like Trey Turner off that contract. You can anyway, right? I don't think you technically can anyway. You're not going to trade Bryce Harper. I mean, Castellanos is at the end of his contract. I don't think there's anyone that's going to want to take on that contract. Like, you got to try to work with what you got right now. It sucks, but at the same time, it's what we got to live with at the moment. So nothing's going to change that. And number two, you need young talent to build in the future. Like, you can't keep trading away young talent like year after year. Early to mid 2010s. Now I feel like looking back at that, maybe it was a little like overstated a little too much about how they needed to, or they should have broke it up earlier with Utley and J-Roll and Hamels and Chooch and whomever, right? Maybe they should have broke it up a little earlier. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know, like, the young talent is important going forward. Like, you can't just give up prospects for anybody. Just like, for me, like, every single player was a prospect at some point. You could say, like, oh, well, prospects are probably not going to know what they are.
Well, like, I don't know, man. Like, I like to build within the from the farm. Like, that helped from the 08 and 09 team. Or the 08 to 07 to 11 and the one that won in 08. Like, that young talent was built up from the core. Like, Utley, Howard, Rollins, all them. Like, they were a big part of that. Pat Burrell, to a certain extent, right? Like, those guys were all a part of that. All a part of that. I do think it's important. I think it's important. So, young talent is important. The Painters, the Crawfords, the Millers, and whomever else is going to be, you know, a part of, you know, the future of the Philadelphia Phillies organization. It's important. So, I look, I'm okay with, I'm not saying I'm, like, thrilled with their offseason they've had, but I'm okay with it. Now, I like the Lizardo trade still. The Kepler signing, I'm solid with. Joe Ross, I'm solid with. I mean, the only thing that's missing for me is, like, to feel like they maybe had a good offseason is if they were to trade for, or not trade, but to sign like an Estevez or a Kenley Jansen. I'd be cool with that. I'd like that. So let me know where you stand on the Phillies offseason now. Maybe thinking about what they're doing to build for the future. Again, I really like this article by Bailey Dye, PhilliesNation.com. You can go check it out there now. Just let me know your thoughts on the Phillies offseason now. Maybe that we've had a lot of time now to cool off. And now that, you know, we're all worried about the birds, maybe look at the Phillies with the, like, well, whatever right now, birds. You know, maybe take a look for a second and be like, okay, well, you know, Dave Dombrowski's only got, you know, I mean, there's so many, the core of this team is on long-term deals. And you could say, well, that's his fault. Well, look, to me, all those signings made sense at the time. Trey Turner was due for a big contract like that. Made sense. Bryce Harper was due for him. It wasn't even Dave Dombrowski, but you got what I'm saying. Like, Kyle Schwarber has been a great deal. He's been a great deal. So, I don't know, man. It's not, if you're in his position, it wouldn't be an easy thing. And Dave Dombrowski's got to look at this with, you know, clear lenses and not, you know, emotional goggles on, whatever you want to call it. So, all right, to end the show, let's do a little bit of Around MLB. By the way, you can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ for your thoughts on that. Dodgers officially sign reliever Kirby Yates to a one-year, $13 million deal. Another couple of relievers that were signed recently. The Detroit Tigers today signed Tommy Kahnle to a one-year, $7.75 million deal. Ryan Stanek returns to the New York Mets, the right-handed reliever, on a one-year deal. Do not know the amount of money. I did not see how much he was going to get from the New York Mets, but he's on a one-year deal. Ha-Sung Kim recently, just in the last couple of hours, 2 years, people wondering where he was going to go, 2 years, $29 million to the Tampa Bay Rays. Feels like a Rays kind of move, Ha-Sung Kim. And lastly, how about the MLB The Show cover? I know maybe some of you don't care about that. Some of you don't play video games, but look, I was a big MLB The Show guy when I was younger. And for their 20th year anniversary, I guess it was, because the first game was 06, so this is the 20th year anniversary. Instead of going one player, they go three. Paul Skeens, Ellie De La Cruz, and Gunnar Henderson. Obviously, three future faces of the league, of Major League Baseball. So probably, like, they're all probably faces now, I would assume. I think Ellie's almost there. I want to say Ellie's almost there. I think Gunner's probably there. Skeens is there. I don't... Maybe Skeens... Maybe Skeens is right there already? I mean, people love Paul Skeens. I mean, I love Paul Skeens. Is Skeens there? I don't know. But those three grace the cover of MLB The Show. I thought it was weird to have three guys on it. I like the picks. Like, I like the names. Like, I think they all could have been cover guys. Maybe Skeens needed to have like a full year in the majors before he could be a guy. But still, I'm not mad at that. I mean, Skeens is a huge, huge name and to me in sports right now. But either way, Paul Skeens, Ellie De La Cruz, and Gunnar Henderson all grace the cover of MLB The Show. Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Want to know your thoughts on that Phillies Nation article? Go check it out. by Bailey Dye. I thought it was a really good article. Where do you stand on the Phillies offseason now that they maybe potentially looking maybe more mindful about the future? Like they have been. They haven't given up a lot of big-time prospects since in Dave Dombrowski's tenure here. So want to know your thoughts on everything that has been talked about today. That's going to do it for me. Francisco, talk to you guys soon.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.